The Great Missionary. Let us watch another procession. This is not a long one. It is only a few people traveling together on their donkeys. There they go, a line of them picking their way along the road from Jerusalem to Damascus. All of them seem to be in a great hurry, especially one man who, as he goes, angrily shoves some letters into the pocket of his mantle. This man is Paul. He has asked the high priest to permit him to go to Damascus to arrest every person who believes that Jesus taught people the truth. When he started on his errand, Paul really felt very savage about the matter. While in Jerusalem, Paul had beaten the people of the way, as the Christians were first called, and had even ordered some of them to be put to death. A dreadful thing happened just before Paul started to Damascus. He saw a howling mob of cruel men drag the disciple Stephen through the streets and stone him to death outside the city. Paul did not try to stop their wickedness. He even helped the men by holding their long flowing mantles while they threw the stones. Paul intended to destroy every person who spoke the name of Jesus. If he found any people in Damascus who followed Jesus, he expected to put chains on them and bring them back with him to Jerusalem. Men and women, and perhaps even children, he would put in prison. How brave Paul felt as he and his friends rode through the country to Damascus! How straight he must have sat upon his donkey! He whipped the little animal into a gallop, so anxious was he to reach Damascus. "Hurry! Hurry! We have no time to lose!" I can almost hear Paul call to his men. He must have been far ahead of them, for Paul never hung back when he had anything to do. "If we can't catch these people in the synagogue, we will drag them out of their houses," said Paul. He heard the hoofs of his donkey pattering on the ground. An eagle screamed above him, and the hoarse call of a vulture made him shiver. It was noon. The sun was bright. Why should Paul shiver? Surely he could not feel cold in the hot sun. I believe I know what he was thinking about, and it made him half ashamed of his errand. He must have been thinking of Stephen and saying to himself, "That man Stephen felt kindly even towards the men who abused him, while I am cursing people who never did me any harm and swearing to injure them." Do you suppose that if Paul compared himself with Stephen, it made him ashamed of himself? I think it did. Suddenly, Paul put his hands before his eyes. A light brighter than the noonday sun shone round him. It blinded him, and he fell to the ground. Then he heard a voice saying, "Why do you persecute me?" And Paul cried out, "Who are you, Lord?" "I am Jesus," was the reply. Paul arose. The light had been so bright that it made the daylight seem like darkness. He could not see, and his companions were so astonished that they could not speak. They led Paul the rest of the way to Damascus. Paul was changed. In the vision, Jesus had told him that he was to be an apostle to the Gentiles. All people must be taught that God loves everybody. Jesus was a Jew, but his religion was for every kind of people under the sun. Paul was to carry this good news into every country. Not one of the disciples was able to do this work as well as Paul did it. The disciples believed Jesus came to be king of the Jews, but after Paul had talked with Jesus on the way to Damascus, he saw that Jesus came to help all people. I believe the words of Stephen when he prayed for his enemies helped Paul to see that Jesus was more than king of the Jews. He realized that Christ came to be Lord of the whole earth because he taught that love was for all people. Paul was quick about everything. No one ever had to wait for him. I am sure when something had to be done, he never said to anyone, "Just wait a minute." That was one of the reasons he made such a good apostle. The great hate in Paul changed to great love after his talk with Jesus in the vision, and Paul wasn't afraid of anything. People whose hearts are filled with love forget how to be afraid. A few days after Paul reached Damascus, his sight was restored. Then he walked into the synagogue and began to tell people that Jesus was Christ, the Son of God. Until Paul was an old man, he sailed overseas and traveled through many strange countries, healing the sick and preaching the good news that God is love and that Jesus is his beloved Son. While Paul did not know it, he was Christ's first missionary in faraway lands, carrying the gospel to the whole world.